partner at home is really pleased with how you change. Or maybe gets afraid to be left behind. It's also sometimes a motivation for people to come. So we keep the opening for people's spouses to also join later on. But that's about the situation. This group will continue. And what we ask of you, if you decide to be in this group and to stay in this group, is a commitment. You make a commitment to this group. And the commitment is not for a certain amount of time. The commitment is only until you decide to stop. And you can always decide to stop. That's the only commitment. Yeah. But as long as you are part of this group, you're committed to be here in the retreats, and you're part of the unfoldment of the teaching. We also ask you, if you decide to stop, to discuss that or explore that with a teacher. Sometimes in our process, something comes up, like an issue or an object relation or some kind of resistance that actually needs to be explored and doesn't necessarily mean you need to move away. Yeah? But what is our heart's desire is that everybody really feels what's most true for you and follow that. If for some reason you cannot come to a retreat, sometimes there is health reasons or something happens in your family or other reasons, we would like you to both inform Jill. Jill is our administrator in Berkeley. That is the administrator of this group. Email her and contact Rainer Kunze from the Kunzehof. The agreement is the same. Jill expects everybody to come until she hears somebody letting her know that you don't come. Same for the Kunzehof. You don't have to go to Rainer every time and say, I'll be here next time. If he doesn't hear from you, he keeps your room. If you don't want to come back, you have to let him know, or when you're ill and you can't come. So please inform those two people, Jill, administrator, and Kunzehof. We're now at 56 people, and there is another 6 or 7 people who already signed up for the February retreat that will come in. And if you feel people that you know that you feel that are resonant or could be resonant with this teaching or that you feel could benefit from it, feel free to invite them to test it, to come here and to feel whether that would resonate with them. None of us is interested in being a missionary for the work. We really feel that we offer we offer the work, and we trust that people that resonate with the work will be here, and people who don't resonate not. There's many different spiritual paths, and you have to find what resonates most with you, what works for you. I think Jill sent you the dates already until 2017, the reservations we made here at Kunzehof. If you don't have them, Anouk put them on the board. There's also here on the board. Address list. I'm going to ask Anouk at some point to send an address list with everybody's name and email address to the whole group. If you don't want that, you have to let Anouk know one of these days. Some people don't like to have their email address spread. Yeah. There is a strong request to not use this email list for any commercial use. So you can't use it to advertise what you're doing or even to send poetry to the whole list. You can send poetry to individual people, but we don't want this list to be used for... Everybody gets too much email anyway, so we just want it to use that list so that you can contact people that you want to contact, but not send mails to everybody. Yeah. If there is for some reason a need to send a mail to the whole group, that is possible only if you do it through Anouk or Jill. So that has to go through them, not from your own email directly to everybody. Sorry?
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's all also my own preference. We recommend also to contact people in this group to find ways to inquire together. So the email list can be helpful for that. Anouk has a few names on the board for people that haven't signed the information statement. So please look at the board if your name is there, or you probably know that your name is there. And then connect with Anouk, and also a few people that need to do something with the address or give a different address.
Yeah, I just want to check some people's addresses. They're not consistent with what Jill had and what's on the email statement before I can read it. So it's on board. Those people would meet me at the coffee corner afterwards.
Okay, good. Thank you. It's wonderful to have a local administrator that already functions in the first retreat. Thank you. Next thing, we have a website, and a website has a portal. Jill is going to send an email to you with ways to connect to that, the password for everyone that's in this group. And with that password, you can get into the portal. And what will be available on the portal will be the recordings of this group, if you want to. But there is a requirement. The requirement is actually the same as what I had said before, the confidentiality. If you order recordings with Jill, that means that you agree to only listen to them yourself, not share them with your partner or your children or your father or anybody else. You just listen to them. If your partner's in the group, it's okay, Frank. Yeah. Yeah. But not share the teachings with other people. That is a way to respect the teaching, but also the confidentiality, because our questions and answers are also recorded. So it's also a way of protecting each other and holding the confidentiality. Yeah.
Concerning the recordings.
Yeah.
If anybody wants the recordings, you put a mark behind your name on the list on the blackboard, right? And the recordings are, for this time, 20 euros, right? So the recordings of the whole retreat are 20 euros.
Yeah. So we did that. The 20 euros don't go to the teachers or the school. The 20 euros, like if you want to have the recordings of the whole retreat, we, in the other groups, we have started a student fund. And the student fund is to support people that want to be in this group but have financial difficulty to be here. So we have found very creative ways to gather some money in that fund so that people who need support and who are really dedicated to be here can ask for a scholarship. And the 20 euros is used for that. So that goes into a scholarship, and not in the first two retreats. We want the first two retreats people to, the scholarships are not available, but from the third retreat on, you could apply for a scholarship if you feel that you are in financial or in need of financial support to be able to be here. Then also, in between the retreats, Tejo and I, and maybe sometimes also other teachers, will record one teaching that is meant as an in-between teaching that you can download from the portal and that you can listen to at home, and it has a talk and an exercise. And we recommend you would do that possibly together with other people, and I'm going to talk about that later. Maybe there's other students in your area, or nowadays we have many different other possibilities, fortunately, technological possibilities to listen to the talk and then do the inquiry on Skype or FaceTime or Mumble. We have Mumble also, you know Mumble? It's one of our guys in Kuwait in the other group has found out about Mumble, and it's a similar program, but instead of two people, you can have seven people or more people at the same time talking to each other and go into different groups, and it's a program that was originally used by gamers, and it supposedly it works. So, but find ways to do these in-between talks and the inquiries together with people that are students here. Just let me see if I, because it's quite a list. Yeah, question. I'm not so very familiar. I know that, for example, if you have changes in your address or any of that information, you can change it yourself in the portal. And actually, the Ritwan School is creating a whole new website that is more friendly to use and looks better. So it will change probably. Yeah, but do you know? One other thing that you can find on the website is the Diamond Dust, which is an online magazine that the Diamond Approach produces, Diamond Dust. Very creative. I will let Anouk hear about that. Normally, it's going to be available about half time between the two retreats. Anouk will email you. She's nodding. Yeah. And then you can download it. Okay, then I have a few recommendations for you. As you know, this the format that we have chosen for this group is two times a week in a whole year. And you can understand that that has its advantages and disadvantages. One of the advantages is we are here together and we can really go deep. We can really explore. We're in a retreat. We're away from our work and our normal environment. So that has a big advantage that we can really dive in. One of the disadvantages is that there is a lot of time in between that we really need to practice this also if we want to integrate our realization here in our daily life. And I have a few recommendations for that. First recommendation is to continue to do the three practices at home. The three practices are to continue with a daily meditation. In a way that it's not guided by your superego. So not you should meditate or use, if the superego starts to relax, and, oh, that maybe that's a good thing Hussein talked about it this morning, the superego doesn't have to die. It can go on holiday. Yeah? And also, it is not a person. It's not a person that will die. Like, for example, if you think of an elephant right now, and then you stop thinking of an elephant, doesn't mean the elephant died. It's just a voice. Yeah, it's good to know. Yeah, so you don't have to try and save your superego. It's just mental activity. So what we want for meditation is to find a friendly discipline, a discipline that comes out of your love for truth. It comes out of your love for your depth, for your essence. The root of the word discipline means wanting to learn. It got a whole different meaning, discipline, which is more tight and ego-driven and based on efforting. If you do that, if you use that kind of discipline where you push yourself and you effort, that is a certain way to create resistance. If you find a way to find a friendly discipline that you really do something because you want to do it, that will most likely create much, much less resistance. Yeah. And you find a friendly schedule that works for you. For example, you say, well, I want to meditate 15 minutes every morning before breakfast. Or I find some part of the day. It's good to find a certain time of the day that you dedicate to it. It helps to find a location in your house where that you dedicate to meditating. That also starts to support it. Yeah. And the meditation is actually, when I discovered this, that the value of meditation for me, actually I always had quite a busy life, and for me meditation was, suddenly it felt it's the luxury of allowing everything to be as it is for 20 minutes a day and to really sit there and allow everything to be as it is. And I don't know, you know these little glasses with castles in it with snow, and if you shake them, the snow starts to come down. And sometimes if you have a busy life and you meditate, it's like it's been shaken the whole time, and then you sit and it starts to calm down. So a daily meditation is a great support. It will affect your whole day. Second practice, many people underestimate the power of this practice. They think, oh, that's just a little gimmick on the side, sensing your arms and legs. Sensing your arms and legs is one of the most important practices for the integration. Not so much for finding out essence and having essential experiences, which is more transcendental, but sensing arms and legs is very instrumental for transformation. Transformation is different than transcendence. Transcendence is when you move out of your ego structure into essential boundlessness, for example. And transformation is when you're totally present within the structure, present with your experience. That has a transforming effect. That has an effect on our structure that starts to make it more translucent to being. In a sense, it's easier to move from ego to essence than to move essence to structure. It's easier because it goes through some process of rubbing. It has some frustration in it, and yeah, But I would recommend sensing your arms and legs, especially for the transforming effect it has. And then, of course, with all the experiences that will come and everything that will happen, we recommend you to inquire into your experiences. Whatever, whether it's an essential or egoic experience, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, be curious. Let yourself explore. You got your light on the superego now. Wonderful to explore, like, hey, what happened? Not to change anything, but bring light to it. Would be great to find partners to inquire with. Okay, then for inquiry, there's a few possibilities. One way to inquire is that you sit and you actually are interested in what your experience is, and you use journaling. You write down on paper your experience and you explore while journaling. That's for some people a really good way to explore. Another possibility is to find somebody who lives close to you and make appointments to come together and meditate together and inquire. You could do that with one person, or you could, here in Holland we did that, we came together with a group of 7 people, and we, once every 2 weeks, we came together with that group, meditated together and inquired. And you can be creative and find all kinds of ways that fits your life and feels that it's supportive for you. I would recommend to not only do this alone. It's really helpful to have the support of other people and to share that. And of course, it's also possible to arrange that on Skype or telephone or... Yeah. I would recommend to... I'm going to arrange it later so that we are going to get together in groups that are reasonably close to each other. Careful, where you live, I mean. So just to give you some support of connecting to people that might live close by, but you could arrange it any way you want. But use the time here to connect to people and say, oh, I would really like to start a habit of inquiring, and I would like to do that with you. Are you in for that, to do that together, or to create a group where we can do that together? That's a recommendation. For example, in our Diamond Heart One group, we have, it's also a very international group, and we have also people from all over the world, and a lot of people are in a location, many people here also, that there's nobody else in this group so close by that you could drive there. And what they did is they created a nomads group. And the nomads are people that live in many different places, and they have decided to, in between two retreats, once come together in a nice location. So one time they went for a weekend and they went to Paris. And this one of them, for inquiry. They had... of course, of course, I'm teasing. So one time they met in, one of them lives in Morocco, so they met in Morocco, and they met in Italy, and so they... And each one of them finds a location close by that is really a pleasant location, and they meet for 2 or 3 days. And sometimes they also invite a teacher, and the teacher takes care for a program and also is have a good time in Paris. And we kind of... Ernst? Both is possible. You can, for example, use the recordings from a retreat. You can use the in-between talk, as we call it. But a practice, we're going to talk more about that, that is called open-ended inquiry, and that doesn't have necessarily a direction or a question. It's just an open inquiry into where you are. Yeah? And we're going to do that more, and we're going to explain more about how that works also. Yeah, that's something that was actually one of my great passions. I had two friends, and we had a little house in the woods, and now and then we would go for a couple of days in that house in the woods, and the only thing we would do with the three of us was an ongoing open-ended inquiry. That's actually how this whole teaching unfolded. There were three people together, and they started exploring their own experience, and the whole teaching came out of that. Yeah, it's really very exciting once you get the knack of it, how that works. Thanks for the question. So that was the possibility of the Nomad group. And also, if you have more people that live close by, you can create a local group. And the best thing for a local group is to make appointments quite for some time ahead. So because everybody here probably has a full schedule. And so you say, okay, we do every Wednesday evening, or you do, or every, or once a month, Friday evening, or but find a way to make it so that it's quite regular and that it supports you. Yeah. Yeah, the local groups, we recommend that the local groups stay within their own teaching. You want to say something about that? Yeah. That's why he's here. Yeah. If I don't have the answers, I say...
Yeah, just find a way to make it work with anyone you can find. That's my feeling about it. And they'll have their boundaries, you'll have yours, but just keep asking.
Yeah. Yeah, so you wouldn't be part of a group that works with a specific teaching, because that would not be advisable. But inquire with anybody that you... yeah, okay. Any other questions? Yeah, Maria? Yeah.
But since I'm over there quite a bit, I was wondering, I would love to have that open inquiry somehow over there.
There's a lot of people, yeah.
But I don't know any, you see. How does one, I mean, without losing the anonymity, I don't want to interfere there, but maybe I can talk to you eventually.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a way in the new website a place where you'll be able to post anybody interested inquiring live near Rhode Island or whatever it is. So there's going to be a more communication possible on the new portal, I think, for people to make contact with each other like that.
And I probably can also give you a name maybe from a teacher that could help you. Yeah? Okay. Other questions? Yeah.
What's your experience? How often to meet in between this, I say, 6 months up to the next meeting?
That's all up to your own taste, I would say. I wouldn't want to say you have to meet this and this time. I like to do an inquiry every day. but I don't want you to feel that you would have to do that. But I'd like to, so you have to find out what works for you. It's just a recommendation to inquire and to find a friend that you feel that it works for you. Yeah. I would say at least once every 2 weeks to have an inquiry into your experience. Yeah, thank you. Other questions? Yeah. I think Jill sent information about that, huh? So if you want to stay in this group, it means you commit to the group. And that means that you, whether you come or not, you pay for the teaching, but you don't pay for the accommodation. If you pay for the teaching, you get the whole teaching later on recording. But the commitment, if we don't do that, we can't continue the group. If everybody can pick, I'm going to be there or not. So that's the deal. Yeah, so whether you come or not, I think it's 500 something per retreat. Yeah. Yeah. That's the way we have to do it to make it work over a long period of time. Say that again? That we write a letter that your employer should let you go? Okay.
Who do I ask to write that letter? Are you going to do it or?
Well, I don't know if that's going to help anything with your employer because...
But if you... I mean, I'd be grateful if you'd do it because I know if I just ask my employer, he'd say no.
Uh-huh. And what would be in the letter?
Let me think about it. It releases
you know,
me.
That what you... What I can do is if you write a letter, I will sign it. If I agree with it.
Okay, deal. Yeah. Thank you very much. That was very important to me. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, any other questions? Yeah. Yeah, that's once you get it. No, Jill sends you an invoice once a year. Yeah? Okay, anything else?
Is there any recommendation for people close by who come from this field and work as therapists for private sessions? Do you know what I mean?
No, not yet. The private sessions wouldn't be by therapists; it would be by teachers.
Yeah, like I would like to find someone nearby where I live, where I can go to a private session, but not a therapist who's just a therapist, but someone who has experience from places like this.
Okay, so there's different options there, and actually. I forgot to mention that we also recommend, especially if you stay on this path for a long time, to find a teacher that you can work with individually.
That's what I was asking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you asked for a therapist.
Well, both in one.
Yeah, it's a different orientation.
Okay.
Yeah, so there are. Ritwan teachers, and there's actually quite a new stream of teachers. And how can they find out? Is that on the location of the teachers? Tejo is thinking about it.
Okay. Good then.
We'll get back to you. There is there's a few possibilities. I'll name the possibilities. So there's a lot of new teachers available, especially I think there's about 7 or 8 new German teachers. There's teachers in training that are also available to work with people. And then there's also the option if you find a teacher here that you feel resonant with and they have space, you could ask them to work with you, and you then work with them in the retreat, and in between you work on Skype. Mm-hmm. That option to work on Skype, I would recommend only if you can also see the teacher in person, not only Skype. Mm-hmm. Especially in the beginning, it's important to be physically present to each other.
Yeah, I realized that this morning when I was having a session. Yeah, it's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks for the question. Yeah, Katrin, wait for the mic.
I also heard that there is something like a tracking teacher, a teacher that can track you in between. Is that the same thing, or?
Yeah, a tracking teacher is for teachers in training, but you would say that an individual Ritwan student has one teacher that keeps track of your process, that you see regularly. So Tejo and I both have some students from other groups that we see like once a month for a session. For example, so that would be, you could say that's a tracking teacher that keeps track of your process. And in terms of working with a teacher, it can be a real advantage to work with one person over a long period of time, because you really get to know each other, they get to know your process. And sometimes it's also helpful to work with different teachers, because every teacher kind of touches something else in you. The way we're going to do it here is we are going to keep the same small groups next time, although things might grow a little bit. We might add a new small group, and you would work with the same teacher for 2 retreats, and then we rotate so that all teachers get to meet all students and all students get to work with all the teachers, so that you get to feel each other and see what resonates best for you.
But one thing is not clear, because we were talking now about finding a teacher in your local area.
Yeah.
And then is the teacher that tracks you somewhere, somebody else?
No, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And it's also a long-term commitment.
That depends on what you want. Mm-hmm. You could also say, I would like to have a specific issue and I can't get any clarity about it. I'd like to have a couple of sessions with somebody. Okay, so you would need to connect to the teacher and tell them what you want and see if the teacher is available for that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Here in the front.
I have 2 questions. The first, is there a list of these teachers? In internet, and the second question, the teachers we worked with now.
Yeah.
We work with the same teacher next time? It's like with a small group, we get...
The individual teachers?
Yes, I mean the individual teachers.
Probably, but we're not sure, because we're just starting with this group, and probably more teachers will come in, so I'm already happy that the logistics worked this time. And it might need to change. So it could be that you work with somebody else individually next time.
But it should be the idea to have one teacher individually the same in the next years. I mean,
No, you would have the same teacher for 2 retreats and then change.
Uh-huh. Individually, like in the group.
Yeah, the way we normally do it, we do it this time a little different. Normally we have it that everybody is in one small group with a teacher, and that teacher works with everybody in the group individually. Mm-hmm. We didn't do that here now. We have now, for example, Kyo works with the people who are in my group. But everybody in my group works with Kyo. So we'll probably continue it in that way. Yeah?
Thank you.
Thank you. Oliver? say it, but I don't think everybody heard.
Sorry. Will we work with the Enneagram?
Some of the teaching uses the insights of the Enneagram. So there's a Sandra Maitrey and Hamid, they both wrote a book about the Enneatypes. The way we work with it is a little bit different than the normal Enneatype groups. It's kind of an information about the ego structure, and we work with, but this is a little further along in the work that we might work with it, with the holy ideas, which are related to the nine Enneatypes. Yeah, but it's possible that we're going to do that, but not in the first years.
Years, you said.
Years. Okay. Yes, not in the first years. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Vivi?
Now, I understand that the commitment is for 7 years and twice every year. Is that true?
No. The commitment is for as long as you want, and you can stop any time you want, not for 7 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want people to commit for 7 years, and if they want to stop, they feel they have to continue. That doesn't feel right.
Okay, if I, for example, I did 2 years, and then I said I need some, you know, rest, I don't know where I will return, what happens then?
Then you stop, and then depending on how long you stop, you either have to start in a new group or you could come back.
Okay.
Depending on how much you miss.
Then you don't go on paying, is that the case?
Well,
but you drop from your group, right?
Then you commit to the group until you decide to stop,
mm-hmm.
and then you really stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 3 years, you say, well, I would like to come back. We really look at each individual case, whether if that really supports the student and whether it fits the groups. Normally, when people do that, they would go to a younger group because yeah, then they don't miss 3 years.
Yeah, got it. And the other thing, I might change countries. So, you know, then what happens? Can I start with another group?
What do you mean you change
countries?
For example,
I might go to US.